Are you almost done? I'm sorry. Should I? Okay. I want to call to order the Steuben County Land Bank meeting for February. I'm sorry, March. March. Approval of the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Any changes? Anybody want to make any adjustments? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carries. Treasurer's report. Thank you, Mitch. We all got that. Anybody have any questions or concerns about the treasurer's report? If not, we'll move on to the audit. Sorry, we've had you waiting for a few minutes, but
No, that's completely fine. Good
introduce.
morning, everyone. How is my audio? Can everyone hear?
Hold on one more moment, Keely. It's on our end.
Sure.
Same thing.
Keely, can you speak?
Yep, how is that?
Testing.
Not good.
Okay. Let me see here. Is this better?
No.
No. Okay. How is this?
Same.
Think it's us.
It's got to be on your end. Try again, Keely.
How is this?
Ooh.
Oh, better.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, good morning, everyone. I'm Keely Hines, a partner with the Bonadio Group out of the Syracuse office. We are going to discuss the audit results for the 12/31/2025 audit. Okay. Can everyone see my shared screen with a draft of a report?
No.
Oh, here we go.
Yep.
Okay, great. So real quick, this shouldn't take too long. At the completion of our audits, there are some required matters in accordance with the standards that we need to communicate to those charged with governance. So this is a draft of that required communication. There were no new material or significant accounting policies changed. Whether through the application of existing policies and/or new standards that would be relevant to the land bank. The most sensitive estimates are those with regards to the valuation of your inventory, which we will talk about when we take a look at the financial statements. No particularly sensitive financial statement disclosures. We did have one small unadjusted difference that is posted and attached to the back of this letter. And then we also aggregate any of the entries that we make based upon the information provided by management to simply compile and present those financial statements in accordance with GAAP. We are pleased to report that no disagreements took place with management with regards to how to record transactions in accordance with GAAP. There were no consultations with other accountants that you should be aware of, and any of the discussions that we've had during the audit process or during the off season were not contingent upon the condition of retaining us as your external auditors, but rather a collaborative effort in serving as your partner in business. So we typically look at this as kind of a high level report card. So all great things to share with you. I'm going to shift over to the financial statements. Okay, starting on page one is your independent auditor's report. In the middle of the page, the yellow highlight. In our opinion, the financial statements are fairly presented in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles. So this is the highest level of assurance that we can provide. This is the report that you all would be looking for. A reminder with regards to how an audit works and what the relationship of the auditor is with regards to the responsibilities of management. So our audit is for the purpose of forming that opinion on the fair presentation of the financial statements, and of course, performing the audit in accordance with the required standards, of which we did. Management is still ultimately responsible for those numbers, for those transactions, and for accepting the financial statements as presented, as well as ensuring that there are adequate controls in place to mitigate any sort of risk for misstatement or undetected error. Beginning on page four is the management's discussion and analysis. So this portion of the report is, quote, not audited. This is customary. Management discussion and analyses are not audited. It's intended to be plain language and summary information for both 25 and 24 with comparative context for fiscal year 23. Moving on to your statement of net position. So think of this as a balance sheet or your financial position at a snapshot in time. So at December 31st, 2025, this reflects your assets and liabilities with comparative data to 2024, your prior year. Quickly highlighting your total current assets and current liabilities, you have a very healthy current ratio, which indicates your ability to meet and pay any sort of obligations and liabilities that you have, even without the balance of inventory, still no liquidity concerns. With regards to your inventory balance and inventory activity for the year, at 12/31/2024, or rolling over to 1/1/25, you had seven properties on hand. During the year, you acquired seven and sold two, for a net effect of 12 properties held at fiscal year end. And then down here at the bottom, net position is a representation of your total assets minus your total liabilities. All of this net position is unrestricted, which what that means is that those resources are ultimately available for the operations in use by the corporation without limitations and restrictions from any third parties. Moving on to your statement of revenues, expenses, and changes in net position. Think of this as your income statement. So this is a reflection of your revenues and expenses or your inflows and outflows for the entire year. Again, as I had previously mentioned, you sold two properties during the year, which is represented as revenue in the sale of property line. Skipping down to your expenses with regards to cost of sales and unrealized loss of inventory. So cost of sales represents taking that inventory that you previously had recorded as an asset and taking that to expense to remove it from your books upon sale, right? Because when you make that sale and record that revenue, you have to remove the inventory from your books because that is now owned by the third-party buyer. And that line on the financial statements represents the property coming off of your assets. The unrealized loss on inventory, so tick mark C, as I had mentioned when we looked at the required communications, inventory is an estimate. So it is based upon and presented using a lower of cost or market. So what that means is as obtain those properties and any sort of costs associated with the improvements and the work that are being done on that, on those properties, the value of inventory is increased. However, GAAP, the necessary accounting standards, dictates that in the event the cost that you've put into that property exceeds what you anticipate the market value or the potential future sales price to be if that cost is higher. An adjustment needs to be made to reduce that inventory. So think of it as right sizing the value of your inventory even before the point of sale, so that you are not simply taking these losses and these expenses only at the time that you actually sell it. So this line represents that unrealized loss on inventory so that we can reduce that inventory to the actual anticipated fair market value. In-kind revenue we'll touch on briefly, but the meat and explanation for that can be found in footnote six. Excuse me, moving on to footnote two, this is where you can find details around the significant accounting policies. So again, as I had mentioned, we're required to call out anything that's based upon an estimate. So actual results could differ from those estimates. So meaning management is making their best guess on a fair market value of that inventory. However, at point of sale, that could change. It could be more than or less than what the stated value of the inventory was when that adjustment was made. So we simply have to call out the actual results could differ, but we do evaluate the assumptions and methods that are being used to determine that fair market value and find them to be reasonable and appropriate. Any sort of accounts receivable at year end, management feels are fully collectible and, in our opinion, seemed reasonable. So, accounts receivable are any amounts owed to the land bank at 12/31/25. As I had mentioned, here's your specific inventory policy. Again, stating that it is valued at the lower of the cost or market value. And then a couple
Which in
significant.
market is normally lower than costs in this business.
Correct, correct, yes. So your write down of inventory is a typical practice for any of our land bank clients, right? Because just the nature of how you operate, the mission of what you folks are trying to execute does result in lower market value than the cost that you ultimately had to put into those properties to be able to bring them kind of back to life, so to speak. Footnote four and six. I encourage you to just take a look at footnote four. It's a nice informational footnote that provides context with regards to the funding that you've received to date and what future funding has already been secured for the land bank. And then footnote six, as I mentioned again, was related to the transactions of the county and speak to the value of those in-kind services. So any of the services provided by county personnel to ensure the operations and moving forward of the land bank are captured and recorded as an in-kind or as a donation. Finally, in performing the audit in accordance with the professional standards, we are required to point out the results of the audit that was performed in accordance with government auditing standards. So this report really says a lot to not say very much. It defines what a material weakness is, a significant deficiency, and simply states, hey, there's nothing that was brought to our attention. So no findings that we felt needed to be reported to governance as a result of the audit. So ultimately, these reports are in draft form, contingent upon the receipt of a signed rep letter, which we can provide to management with a date of today, and of course, governance accepting these drafts for moving forward and issuing final. A big thank you to Mitch and Chris for all of their work and assistance in completing the audit, and I'm happy to take any questions if there are any.
Does anyone have any questions?
I don't
Scott,
have
you usually do.
no, I don't have
No.
any.
Nobody has a question?
Need
Chris?
to accept, right?
Yep.
Correct.
I'll second.
Any discussion about it? If not, All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you,
Great, thank
Keely.
you.
Yep.
Thank you,
Thank
Kaylee.
you.
Great
Amanda,
job.
I will let you switch the settings so
Oh,
I'm not a co-presenter before I log off.
we're all set, Keely.
Okay, great. Thank you, everybody. Nice
Thanks
seeing
again.
you.
And thanks
Yep.
to Mitch and Chris for a good audit.
Yes, agreed. We will get this issued in final form for you all. Have a great day.
Thank you. You
Thank
too.
you. Bye-bye.
Real quick on that, the audit, the financial performance and position of the land bank, all of this is a huge congratulations, and it's all because of you guys and the Arbor folks. We can look at the last 5 year snapshot of the land bank, and it has grown tremendously, in all sense, from revenue, net position, et cetera, but it's a lot of work, but it's now showing its rewards in the community.
We've done a lot of good,
Sir,
which
sir.
was with the intent. We've made a lot of neighborhoods safer and better, especially Hornell.
That's right.
Great. Anybody have any comments about? No? Thank you, Arbor. I forgot to mention that as well. Okay, next on the agenda, status. Talking about properties and inventory.
Yes. So we'll start with our rehab in progress, Fenderson. Doug and I actually went on site Friday. That's probably 30-ish percent near the completion. Still a fair amount of work to do, but coming along well. Interior, a lot of it sheetrocked, still got infrastructure, plumbing, electric, etc. But that one's coming along well. Nice little neighborhood there.
No surprises found so far that cost us money, though.
What's that?
No surprises uncovered yet that cost us money.
No change orders to date.
Good.
That's good.
Yeah.
But it's early, yeah.
Hey, correct. But next one is Townsend New Build. Also on Friday, Doug and I met with the contractor that's going to do the new build, and he's looking to break ground April, May-ish. So that one is exciting. That's a unique project, as we all know. It's our first new build as the land bank. So excited for this project to start.
You say March or April?
April, May.
April, May.
Yeah. Because we're there's a there's a might be a variance needed with the alley, because the alley is on the one side of it.
Yeah. So the code enforcement officer said that there's no variance needed, but then he's like, well,
Setbacks and all that.
maybe you should make sure that there's not a variance needed. So he's working on finding the pins and everything like that. So we might need to get a survey done so that we can know exactly where the pins are. And if we need to get a variance, we'll do that.
Sure. But
It shouldn't be a problem getting the variance.
no. And shouldn't hold anything really up to speak of. Another one that's been in the works for some time is the Cohocton building at 1A Erie. The deed docs were signed on that, so that has been recorded. So we're now the owners of that. We already have the environmental complete, the demo contractor awarded. So that is going to be, it's on the top three.
I just need to go back to my office and email LCP and they will be ready to go.
Gotcha.
They
Can
have
you
been
do it from
emailing.
here?
Please, thank you.
Next one, 8 O'Connor Ave. Doug has specs out on the street for the rehab on that.
Yeah, we actually got bids back for not for the rehab, but we wanted to get a demo down to the stud so that we could actually see what we have. So we've got five bids on doing the demo work for that inside. Low bid it.
Is that taking down that outside garage shed too?
That's going to be part of the construction.
Okay. All right.
Yep. So the low bid was 16,000, the high bid was 39,000, which is almost as much as it would have been to take down the whole house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So who was the 16,000?
16,000 was AJ Creighton. He's out of Hornell area. We just started working with him through home ownership at Arbor. He's chomping at the bit. He actually just called me right before we got in the car to come up here. He really wants to get tearing that down.
So
And
you've worked with him with Arbor and
I have not worked with him at
oh.
all yet. We just awarded the first project with him, and I have not worked with him yet, but he seems good. He seems responsive. And honestly, I'm not sure there's much that he can do that would hurt anything here. He's just going in and basically taking all the walls down to the studs. So
So does that take an electric down to the box in the basement, taking windows out, that type of thing? Get like
We're
maybe.
gonna keep the we're not gonna have them ripping any windows out because we want to keep the shell the way the shell is, and we just want to know what's behind all those walls, so we're not hopefully getting into any surprises with change orders or anything like that, because this one's kind of chopped up
Yeah.
weird already.
So is your recommendation to award to
I would say, yeah. I
AJ
mean,
Creighton?
well,
Sounds
it
like he
seems
could
like,
start right away.
yeah, he can start right away. I mean, $16,000 to do all this demo work seems like a lot, but reality, we would be paying a lot of that if we were doing a construction piece of it anyway.
But to more to John and Scott's point earlier, that's when you start getting into change orders, is
Right.
when you don't get your eyes on what's behind
Right.
the walls and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, on this project specifically, I definitely would recommend that we do this. We didn't do it on Fenderson. I don't think we've done it on rehab before, but it's a good practice that we probably should start.
Yeah.
So if you could say the amount and the actual company name and when.
The company is AJ Creighton. It's $16,000
Flat.
flat.
So we need a motion
I'll
to
move it. Second.
Second.
any discussion? I think I agree. I
When
think
would
we need to do this.
assuming we'll we accept this bid, when would he start?
He wants to start right away, so
So he's ready to go.
he's ready to go, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And so
Excellent.
then, Mayor, we would have to work together with so we've been asked by Lowe's to partner with them on the material side. So that's where really the specs for the bid specs for the construction, the rehab really get a little bit different than what we've done before, because we'll probably work directly with Lowe's and get the discount through the land bank because we're a tax-exempt organization, but labor through the contractor. So we've never really done that before, but I think it'll be fine. It's just different.
Okay.
Yeah. And we already have most of the, like you said, we have most of the specs done. We have most of the item numbers from Lowe's set up already. We just want to know exactly what's behind those walls before we get moving too far ahead.
Yeah, no, that makes complete sense. Yeah.
Well, thank you on that. Move, John.
Question. So how do we pay this individual? Is there an upfront payment, or do we
No.
pay when the job is completed?
Once it's done. Yeah, so it's like all of our other contracts. We sign a contract payable upon completion, satisfactory completion. So,
how long do you think it's going to take?
Maybe a week or two.
Yeah, I'd say no more than two.
Yeah, because it's just demo and stuff. It's not you're not putting anything new in.
Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah.
That was so more any more discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carries. So you'll let him know that
We're good to
it's a
go.
go. Perfect.
Get that signed and executed and move on. Two demos in Corning that are all proceed cleared to demo, 87 West Denison and 97 Gorton. Those will be the first two on the list. Both areas are chomping at the bit to get them down, so hopefully we can get those early April.
I heard from Gorick this morning. They've got their permits, so
Oh,
they're good to
good.
go. Yep.
And Gorick is which one?
The 87 West Dunn.
West Denison.
So that's good. That was the next step, right? Right.
Yeah, and I
This
told
is.
you we'll have to get with the city of Corning and Jen and whatnot to we'll have to close off that alley while we're doing the demo. We don't have.
So I've talked to Public Works, and they can cut the utilities off the water and sewer, and they can close the alley, do the traffic control.
Perfect.
So then, if you guys need anything else, maybe Eric Rose could just talk to my Public Works director. But I know at a minimum we can do the water and the sewer and the traffic control.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Appreciate
Yeah,
that.
no problem. No, thank you guys. It's Hilda knows everybody in town talks about it. Everybody
Correct.
across the street from McDonald's, I mean,
And
it's an eyesore.
we've gone above and beyond to get this one in our
Absolutely.
portfolio. So we've been really making sure that this one is going to be down first.
Will they be staging the trucks in the alley, or will they use the one lane on Denison Parkway?
We're going to be using the alley.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be tight.
It is going to be tight. But so there's a garage right at the edge of the alley.
Yeah.
So once that's down and moved, it gives a little bit more room right there, but it is tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
Jumpy.
We took care, yes, we've given him a sum to buy that house and the property with the garage in the back. So we own it, and the plan is to demolish it and build a parking lot for our mental health building. That'll be great.
I think it helps him too because
Yeah.
he's struggling with those properties and there's a lot of code issues. And I think having the land bank step in actually relieves him of all.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now he, because he has issues with his house, his own house.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah. So I think it's gonna be a win-win for everybody.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So last one I have on here
Let's
is.
go to Gordon, back to Gordon.
Sorry.
So any issues with Gordon to
Nope.
tear it down and do
Nope.
up?
All the environmental compliance checklist is completed.
The only thing that we're going to have is DEC wants to be on site the day that both of these properties come down just because of the ash and soot.
And
So,
they're right in Corning.
yep, they
Yeah, I was
are.
going to say they're right around the corner, probably.
Yep.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
We have asked to definitely be there while everything is happening. So,
It's always a concern,
yep.
obviously, with city.
So, if all the permitting is done, when is kind of a guess about when we could
Early
start?
April.
Early April.
Yeah.
Perfect. Awesome. I had asked you about, oh, go ahead. Keep going because
No,
I'm
you're
sorry.
fine.
I'll go
Go.
back and ask after.
Last one I have to report on is 4 Manning Ave in Savona. We had the sheriff's order to have them vacated last week. What was it, the 27th or something like that? We did end up giving them a 2-week extension. They will be out this Friday when they are out. And so I drove by it on Friday coming back from Corning, and it's pretty bad.
Is it?
Yeah, the backyard is in rough shape as well as the house. So we'll need to contract with some sort of AJ Creighton type company to come in and just clean it out.
Kind of like Fenderson?
I was very surprised to see what I did. So we'll get that one cleaned up right away. We're in the environmental phase right now, so that will probably take another 60 days or so.
Is that a that's a demolish
It's
too?
a demo.
Will allowing them to stay for the extra 2 weeks give them any ability to not leave?
No.
Okay.
No. That doesn't give them any extra rights or any of that. That's just, unfortunately, me being too soft.
Who knows if it's going to get worse before that.
It's been a problem property for a long time, and code in the village has not really been. They have no teeth to really do anything to them. So the land bank acquiring it and getting them out of there is good. They've been squatters there for years. So the neighborhood will improve dramatically simply by getting them out of that property.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
That's all I have for status of projects.
Chris, is there any follow-up on the house on Delaware Ave? I know we had the email chain a little while
So that
ago.
was going to be the next item, is just formalize that acquisition. If you want, we'll move into
Let me ask one question about,
yeah.
I had asked you about a property on First Street because I've had a lot, several people ask me about First Street, the Mr. A's property, that it was, they thought it was condemned and did the county take it over? And I'm like, you said there's some back taxes, but not enough yet to.
Yeah, so I reached out to finance and Mitch, and not nearly enough to start any tax proceeding. We did find the power of attorney phone number on that one, I believe. So that was going to be, again, proposed acquisitions to, attempt to go that route to try to see what we can do.
Like we did with Jumpy, maybe.
Correct.
Because that's right on the main drag. It's First Street. Everybody goes by there. I don't know, Mark, if you've had any comments, but I've had lots of people asking me about it.
I've had people ask me about it, and Jen Miller was handling most, so I don't know the details of it,
Yeah.
but I know she's well aware of it and
Yeah.
has been fielding questions from it. Like you said, it's visible, so.
And that's who I spoke with, is Jen, and she said that it's not a demo. It would be, considered a rehab property, and I believe it has a parking lot in the
Yeah,
back.
in the
He
back.
used to rent the parking spaces
Pretty
out.
good size
Yeah, it
parking.
is. Yeah.
Yeah. But she said it's not in bad enough shape to be condemned.
Okay.
Okay. I don't think anything's done to it in a long time. Any updates on that house with the tree on Second Street?
No, so they're still holding firm that it was 130 grand they want to acquire to sell it for it. I agree. That one has taken a very long time in BK court. So
Yep.
maybe they'll sing a different tune when it's done.
Okay. Just
Yeah,
need to
I
keep that
talked
in.
to the city attorney the other day about it. She was saying the same thing. We're just in an unfortunate
Okay. We'll
situation.
just keep our eyes open for it and maybe something will happen. Okay, sorry.
No worries.
Chris, we talked about the old Kubiak house on East Elm some time ago. Has there been any more communication with the family members?
There has not. So I've had Squires email one of the sons, and we just haven't received anything back because we need to essentially do a search on all of the heirs to make sure that there's no liens against them that would be against the house, just to make sure it's clean title. And we haven't gotten anywhere with that.
It's kind of stalled out at the moment.
Yep.
Mark, what about that one on the corner of Park Ave and Relihan, which goes back into
The Purple House?
the Denison
Yep.
Park? Yeah.
So where we're at with that is the judge had levied I think it was like a $9,000 fine and given them till January to correct the problems. That has not happened. They haven't
Right.
corrected anything. In fact, probably got worse. So now we had a meeting on that last week with the city attorney. She's now headed back to court to ultimately will probably try to foreclose on it somehow and gain control of it. So she's looking at our options and she'll be back before the judge pretty soon to try to push that along.
Good.
It's probably gotten worse
Oh,
since.
I'm sure.
Yeah, that's a demo. I'd even be
Oh, it's a
bothered.
definitely a demo.
It's got to be one of the worst ones
Oh my
and
God, it's
again, it's on
terrible.
a main thoroughfare,
Yeah.
right there, and everybody sees it.
Yeah, so kind of what's happened is the parents that owned it have, I think, relocated out of state. The property may be in three of the kids' names or something. And so it's they show up sporadically. You see them down on the property moving stuff around. And we've had our property maintenance contractor go in and do some cleanup last year.
We can't tell.
But you can't say, yeah, that's it. And then they just keep, I don't know where they're getting all this stuff from. They just keep dragging stuff to the property. I don't, you know.
It's probably still in the house. I don't know.
Yeah, there's stuff all over the lawn, and it's and
Yeah.
then it. I think they think they're doing it neatly. They're like
Yeah.
stacking
Yeah.
piles, but it's a lot that's out
That's
there.
another on our list
Yeah,
potential.
so we're working through it now. The deadline it was a J I think it was a January deadline, and they did not meet the judge's order.
Did
So
they pay the $9,000 fine? No.
I don't think they have $9 still on
Yeah.
the 9,000. So.
All right.
So we're
That's,
working through it.
let us know how it goes, because.
Yeah, well, yeah, another one that's highly visible because it's right on
Yeah.
Park Avenue.
Yep. Exactly.
Main.
And it, there's some other houses on the block that need some fixing, but
Yeah,
this is like.
oh,
the
this
one
one on the corner of Second and Park Ave.
yeah
But at least that's sighted.
yeah at least that sided. But this one
this is.
I did see he had a little Kubota tractor out
Yeah, that's been sitting
yesterday,
there all
so maybe
winter. It
he
keeps,
tell me.
there's projects,
yeah
it keeps getting
yeah
something done, and yeah.
New door will show up in
Yeah.
a few
Couple
months.
of new windows. Yeah.
The pigeons are still coming in and out upstairs, though,
Yeah.
so they're happy.
Okay. What about more acquisitions? Anything else on acquisitions?
Yeah, so I'd like to formalize the acquisition for 29 Delaware Avenue in the city of Hornell. This was a fire property, and that's being donated to the land bank. Currently, Jeff Squire's office is doing a quick title search. Deed search, I sh should say, and then we'll do a quick claim deed with the current owner, and we'll own it.
This is the one where the you had sent out the email about that one.
Correct. Yeah. So we're essentially he's donating it to the land bank. Everything, as of this moment, is current. Tap.
We'll happily and enthusiastically make the motion.
Do we have a second?
Isn't that a conflict of interest, really, to have the mayor of the town?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Right.
And
Anybody opposed?
this will be The site of a future BOCES house. So we've had a successful
Knew there was.
partnership with the land bank, the city that is in BOCES. The house on Madison Ave. You remember the land bank acquired that and demoed it and turned it over to the city. We built a BOCES house that recently went out to bid a week or so ago and sold. So that is a
Wonderful.
success story. And
Good.
this property will do basically the same thing. So the BOCES
Beautiful.
house they're working on currently will be wrapped up at the end of the semester, turned over to the DPW. They'll do some finishing work that'll go out to bid. But this house here on Delaware Ave, this property will be the site of the fall BOCES house, so the next semester.
And how are you financing the BOCES house? Are you paying for materials and then the students are doing the labor?
Yes. Yep. So we pay for the materials, and that's what we put it out to. So the baseline bid is the cost of material. We don't
Okay.
factor in labor at all.
Okay, great.
Corning has done Habitat houses, but not
Yeah, but
BOCES
not
houses.
BOCES.
And we just changed a couple of years ago. Before the BOCES houses were constructed at the BOCES facility indoor and then brought over in pieces. Now we do it on site.
Build on site.
Yeah, so we have interior walls come in. They do the foundation, and then BOCES comes in, and they just
So we need to get Delaware Ave
start working.
finished and ready to go so that you have it for the fall.
And HCR just approved the start of the environmental process, so we'll get that rolling and going.
Yeah. So for us, I mean, this is the perfect way to approach it when you have a structure on a buildable lot, and not all of them are, as you know, but we've been fortunate where we've had some on buildable lots, and this is a fairly large lot
Yeah.
that'll easily accommodate a new house.
So it's another win-win for everybody. Yep.
Indeed. So thank you for your efforts.
You got any more like that than Hornell?
A dangerous question to ask me, Helen. I'll let you know.
He comes with a Rolodex.
After listening to Mr. Nesbitt today, you need houses and you missed it. He was talking about the
I
housing
know.
situation and
West Street Project.
yeah,
Yeah.
so they need houses.
I know.
We want your engineers to live there and stay there.
Indeed, we do.
Yeah.
So I do have one project that I wanted to talk about. It is 9665 County Route 46 in Dansville. This is one that apparently has a nice long history with the county and is considered wholly exempt from taxes. So there is a large tax bill lingering there. I guess this was done years ago as the county did not want to take title to the home due to I believe Mitch, you called it a rat infestation.
Oh, God.
So this has continued to deteriorate in the town of Dansville.
What's the address? I'm sorry.
9665 County Route 46. So to one side is a church with large parking lot, and to one side is an individual that I've been dealing with. That's how it came to my attention. So it
So
is
someone's living in it.
no,
Oh.
it hasn't been lived in years. Years. So it's been wholly exempt for years as well. The owner of record is deceased, so we'd have to look for heirs or descendants or anything like that to look at. What I would look to do is just have them quit claim it over to the land bank, demo it, and be done with it. Because it was a problem 10 years ago, it's still a problem today. These ones are tough. They don't hit radars because they're wholly exempt.
Yeah.
The only time they're brought to our attention is a neighbor calls and says, "Hey, what's going to happen with this?" And that's what happened here. So I did speak with the individual and told them I'll talk to the board and see what the appetite is. This is, it's right on the border of Steuben and Livingston. So I don't believe we've ever we might have done a demo out there in the Dansville area, but before, I think so. Well, what's everybody's thoughts? Are we okay with attempting to go after this one?
Is it a saleable lot, do you think, after?
I think the neighbor would buy it, but it's not I don't think it's a buildable lot, but I think it'd do a lot for the area. Like across the street, I think the town hall is close by. So It's like right in the center of a very small town.
Very visible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another ice storm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I would make a motion to move forward on this, to try to acquire it.
Thank you, John.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Yes.
Discussion? Anybody have a problem with doing this?
And we do have the grant funds too.
Is it actually in Dansville or Arkport?
South Dansville.
South Dansville.
Okay, because the address is saying Arkport. It's right next to a church. So this was the parsonage?
Oh, I don't know about that.
It's right next to the South Methodist or South Dansville United Methodist Church.
Yeah, because the gentleman's name that is the considered the owner has been passed away for a number of years.
It might be why it was exempt. Was a parsonage?
We
Well,
can't
part of it's the
check.
church, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there was ongoing litigation between the neighbor and the former owner. So,
Okay.
so is there going to be a problem if we do this?
No.
Okay.
It's just tracking down people and,
Yeah.
telling them the situation and getting a sign on the right spot.
Get rid of
Yeah.
it.
You foresee this as being green space, not being
A
redeveloped.
demo, and whether the church is interested or the neighbors expressed interest in it, but I don't think it's going to be built on. No.
Maybe a parking lot or.
Could be. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the church just have a big U driveway going all the way around their building. It's
Hardly any parking. It looks like in the map, it looks like people are parking on this parcel
yeah.
in the grass.
Already. Yeah.
Work out well for
So it'd be
everybody.
an improvement either way.
Yeah.
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 Exactly. Which is what we're supposed to be doing. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Do it. Get it started.
And we kind of spoke a little bit about, what is it, West First Street?
The when I was just asking
Yeah.
about, yes, yeah.
All right. So the board is on board with me contacting power of attorneys and
Yeah,
whatnot.
right.
I don't have the full address of
When
that.
it comes to demos in the city, we're very open to wherever our public works department can help. And we have a reserve for demos. We don't have a lot of money in there, but if some money's needed or something, I'm sure the council would participate with that. So, sometimes it's easier if everybody participates a little than it just all falls on the land bank's lap. So
Agreed.
please know that, the council's been very open to these things, and you guys have been great through the public works department and doing the demos, helping us with waiving tipping fees and all that. So, wherever we can partner, we'll do our best.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Because I think the person who owns the property on First Street is in a nursing home now.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
He's doing
correct.
well.
He's doing well. But I don't think he's coming back to the house, is he? No.
Go ahead.
Yes, Deb.
Is anything being done to that firehouse that's on Pine in like fifth or sixth? That big, beautiful house, that big
The big
fire.
house. I heard they walked away from it and are living somewhere else.
Hey. What's the street for me?
Oh, that's
This is the
baby. I
first.
heard it.
Jen Miller, she'll know the status of it because she said something to me a couple months ago, but I can't remember what she told me now.
Yeah, we think Pinecrest, it used to be Pinecrest Manor. I don't know what they call it now.
Yeah, I think the fire was. Yeah, and then it's been sitting there
It's a
being.
couple years, right now?
Oh.
Yeah.
I believe it's the first I'm hearing of it. So,
Oh, sorry. I don't think
no,
we've
it's
heard about
fine.
it.
It's fine.
I
Roll
don't know
back.
if they're paying the taxes. I don't know because it hasn't.
I know Jen knows the status of it if you give her a call, because she said something to me a couple months ago. I just can't remember what she told me.
No, good question. It's been a couple years.
Please help.
Yeah, I know they've moved away. It was you that told me they moved across the street to you. Yeah.
I can't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Days are all blurring into one.
Yeah, because the neighbors have said stuff. When are we going to do something? Or when is the city going to do something? And
Yeah, the only one she's put on my radar is 363 Sunset and 140 West Second. 140 West Second's the tree through it.
yes.
And 363 Sunset.
363 Sunset, is that the one that we tried? Jim Miller's house?
What name?
363 Sunset?
Sunset. We're trying to figure out what to kind of do with that. That's
Is that the Miller's property? It's falling apart.
Yeah, but
Didn't they go through election?
Jimmy Miller's brother's house passed away.
Somebody was paying the taxes still.
I believe
We checked on
it
it.
is like collapsing in on itself. It's in rough shape.
Jim's in jail, I think. Right? Jim's still in prison. And it was his brother lived there, and but somebody's paying the taxes from what I remember when we checked on it last year.
Think is happening.
But it is, I mean, it's an eyesore. It's like almost all the way down.
It's and it's in it's a demo that place.
Yep, definitely. It's in a funny spot too
Right.
on Sunset,
Sunset.
but I don't know if it's a buildable lot, but
Probably not.
yeah.
Is there any update on timing as far as when we'll learn whether we get the next big grant?
So their March meeting was canceled a month or two ago. We are scheduled to be on the docket for April,
Okay.
but it probably won't be in time for our meeting here.
Okay.
So on the call last week or whenever it was, it talked about land bank funds being suspect. They don't know if we're going to get any more money.
It's not in the budget right now.
Not in the budget. So what my question is that the money that we're looking at is not in this year's budget, it was last year's. So it's not part of that concern.
Well, right now we're still working all these projects through our existing grants. We haven't gone outside of that yet. So we'll obviously do our best to keep unrestricted cash spent to a minimum.
But I think if I remember it on the call, they were saying we've proven to the state
Yeah.
that we are spending it wisely. It's doing what it was intended to do. And they're hoping to get money in that budget still.
Hoping.
Hoping.
I have nothing on for the agenda. Just need to go to that.
Okay. The other thing I was going to mention is, and you were on the call, they were talking about some of these land banks buying and doing rentals. And I'm like, oh my God,
No.
we did that. I don't, nobody's, we did that with Cornell Cooperative Extension. We had two houses that long time ago, someone in management on Cornell Cooperative Extension decided to buy two houses in Bath, and it was nothing but a nightmare for years. So I don't know if that's something.
And then the land bank would be the landlord.
Yeah, I think that's what they were saying. I thought, I'd have to
pull myself.
I thought to myself, I'm going to bring it up that we there's no way. I mean, they were talking like they're really going to do it.
I nominate Jack to be the property manager.
No.
Nominating to Chris.
We can have John do it because you know he's so involved in all these properties that
Mostly in Cornell.
exactly.
Come on over.
But you got to realize most of these land banks have multiple paid employees,
Yes. Yeah.
so that's where they're able to take on and bite on more of these hands-on type of projects where, you know,
I was surprised.
we're organized, but we're flying by the seat of our pants at times.
Well, and some of them are separate agencies, but to hear them say they're going to do rental properties is like, oh my
Seems
God.
like enough.
Yeah. John.
So I'm just wondering, we hear a lot about Hornell and Corning. Has there been any interest from the other townships in the county about projects that they would be interested in?
Yeah, so Shannon's done a real good job of getting me a list of properties. And that's really how Cohocton, the demo that's planned there, came about. Yeah, we've had a fair amount of municipalities come to us and say, what can you do with this? Not all of them come to fruition.
Yeah, we've reached out at times too, and as you can suspect, some are very, jump at the opportunity. Hey, we have this a lot of times, it's and the landscape has changed a little bit, but it's a property that's not in tax foreclosure or bank for, it's just a rundown property that people are still, but there are some towns that just we communicate a lot with and just haven't gotten back with anything.
And some town supervisors and codes don't like to hear that, hey, it's not in tax foreclosure. There's nothing we can do to preemptively take somebody's home or property. And they don't like to hear that.
And
There are a lot
you periodically send requests out
Oh,
to
yeah.
all the municipalities to say,
Yeah.
what do you have? Is there something we
Plus,
can
the
work with?
rules with the foreclosure have changed on how we can actually acquire the property
Correct.
once it's in foreclosure.
Right.
It's
Yeah.
not as easy as it was.
And Mitch and I have spoke about this a few times. There are teeth within codes to go after and change title on these after, over the top sustained violations. Nobody in the county's ever done it. No code enforcer or municipality. I would love for somebody to try it because that might be another avenue, but nobody's actually walked that
Well, hey,
route.
let's pick a property. We'll do it.
We
All
like
for it.
donations. If people want to donate their property, we like that.
Hey, Gabe.
City of Elmira is doing it.
Let us know how it works out.
I'll find out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I've never heard of anybody actually attempting to do it.
So, what could you provide the particulars on how this methodology would work out?
So they go in and they tag it, they tag violations, they fine it like the individual here in Corning. And if they continue to not follow to get things fixed or up to code, there are provisions for the municipality to take
Actually
ownership
take
of a
title.
property and foreclose on it.
Sounds like someone
Well, I'd like to see those provisions.
What's that?
sounds like pretty much what happened the last one.
What?
Chuck was going after Frankie Huffman and threatening him with like $1,000 day fine.
Correct. He was going to,
Felt
and
pressured to
then they said,
just.
hey, we'll sign it over to the land bank.
Yeah.
So I tried. But yeah, it would be nice to know how that goes.
Again, another tool in the toolbox, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, and John, if you have ideas or you've heard of, you're in your area that you
Well,
want,
we've had quite a few taken care of in
yeah.
Welland and Cohocton at this point, so.
We've done in Bath. We've done several in Bath. Whatever we see, if there's something that's doable, I mean, I've had this one person calling me about the one in Payne. It's Irwin, I guess. We can't find the owner. She's there, but we
Oh,
just can't get a hold of her. Did you get
Meads Creek?
Meads Creek?
No. So Chuck is, I even have Chuck Cagle on that one as well. Yeah.
I've been sending Facebook messages to her, but she hasn't answered me yet. So, and she's basically left the property, and the neighbors are going, what's going to happen to it? I don't think she's paying the taxes, so we're not sure how to get a hold of her. We'll
Chris,
track her down.
how'd that work in relation to a property like on East Elm, where the ownership is a little nebulous with all the surviving children?
As far as what, like
Just
to
trying to acquire it through code enforcement, fines, red tagging, that sort of thing.
well, so you'd go through the people that you know, and like that specific situation, we know of the family, so you'd start there, and we could do deed search, title searches, all of that to
Yeah.
see who and where they are to serve them.
It gets complicated, but and
Right.
then I see in the paper all these, sheriff sales and all this stuff, and I bombard Chris with, is that something we should look at? Go up on the steps of the county building and bid on it. I don't know. So if you have ideas, we'll take whatever you have. I mean, we're put it in the list of things that we're going to do, especially if we get the money, more money. Anything else?
Go to my end, Hilda.
So you have an executive, you want a executive session.
Regarding potential litigation.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Ooh, Elon. Buddy, have a good day.
Thank
Thank
you,
you.
too. Thanks, Eddie.
Second. I made a
Oh,
motion.
he, I don't think anyone's seconded yet.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
We're in executive session. Oh, I forgot to say why.
I did.
Okay.
You did. Litigation.
Okay.
All right, we are in executive.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And now, anything else? Next meeting is
April 1st.
April 1st.
April Fool's
Ooh,
Day.
April Fool's Day. That's no joke. It's truly April 1st at 10:30. So thank you all for coming. I need a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah, exactly.
We're adjourned.
Thank
Thank you.
you. Thank you.
It was good. Very
Thanks,
good.
Hilda.